Chapter 4. The street was busy as I trotted down it. It was the time of day when people left their homes to chat and share news. Just wait until they heard mine. That would give them something to talk about. I looked out for the men of my family. I was bursting to tell everyone what I'd found, but I wanted Grandfather to hear it first. I jumped down off the donkey's back and led it through the courtyard to the pen. Then I ran back to the courtyard. Father and Grandfather were leaning against the wall, eyes closed under the awning of a palm tree Hassan and I had made in the spring. Mother was sweeping the courtyard. Hassan was bent over the pot he was moulding, cursing the lump of clay in his hands. Just wait till they knew. How astonished they were going to be. Father would be so proud of me, and Grandfather. Grandfather would always say he'd known we'd find the tomb. I found the step, I said into his ear. The step that leads to the tomb, I added, just so he knew what I was talking about, even though none of them knew that was for sure yet. Next to him, Father opened one eye. What did you say? He said. He gave Grandfather a little push. Wake up, he said. Ali's something to tell us. Grandfather opened his eye and smiled at me, as if he already knew. Father shifted up so I could sit between them, and I poured out all that had happened that day. They listened quietly throughout, nodding their heads every so often. When I'd finished, Grandfather whispered, I knew you'd bring them luck, and one day you will see inside the tomb itself. I asked him how he could be so sure. Because it is written, little goat, he said. Grandfather often talked like this, as if he could see into the future. Maybe he was right. Maybe I would see inside the tomb. He got up and hobbled out of the courtyard into the street. Come, he said. I must share the news with my friends. And I will tell mine, said Father. He laid a hand on my head. I'm proud of you, Ali, he said. I felt happy. It wasn't often Father told me that he was proud of me. Mother smiled at me and put down her broom. It is a good day for the village, she said. Hassan merely grunted before throwing down the lump of reddish clay and picking up another. Hassan was never pleased about anything I did. I ran outside. Grandfather was sitting on the bench next to some of the old men of the village. He beckoned me. Here he is. Now we will let Ali tell us what he has found. He's just told it to me. In my village, you can't keep a secret for long. Soon I was surrounded by a jostling crowd and eagerly asking me questions. They might have found the entrance to the tomb. I.e. after all these years too. I found it hard to get to sleep that night. Tomorrow we'd find out. If only the night would hurry up and end. If only the moon would go down and let the sun come up. Lie still and let me sleep, Ali, Hassan grumbled, turning away from me. Some of us have to work, you know. I work too, I protested. Hassan snorted. You call that work? Fetching water and sitting around waiting for a tomb to be discovered. Make sure you get your share of the treasure when it is. He laughed, but I didn't think it was funny. I huddled as far away from him as I could. Soon I heard a gentle snore. Hassan was asleep. I lay there gazing out at the stars. Somewhere on the other side of the mountain lay the boy king. But how long would it be before we found him?